Week 9. Church Focus. Faith grows when you stop watching and start showing up. 12 to 15 minutes. The tension we feel but don't always say, I know I should plug into a church. The idea of putting myself out there creates some anxiety. Scripture for Day 1, Galatians 6:2. Why proximity changed my faith more than any sermon. Let me say this out loud first. I am an introvert. Now let me crawl back to my corner. Not the I hate people kind. More the I need a couch, a PS5, and silence to feel human again kind. So when people talk about community like it's effortless or always energizing, I want to gently push back. For some of us, proximity costs something. And yet, some of the most life-giving, faith-shaping experiences of my life have happened because I stayed close when it would have been easier to drift. My wife and I are part of a small group that's been meeting for almost 4 years now. 8 of us, same table, same meal rhythm, same inside jokes. We are also, without question, the youngest in the group by almost 20 years. We lovingly call it our geriatric small group. They love it. Mostly because they get to remind us that one day we'll be old too. What started as mild awkwardness turned into deep affection. We study scripture together. We pray for each other. We show up when life gets heavy. Over time, the age gap stopped mattering. Wisdom started flowing. Encouragement started landing both directions. What I've learned is this. My faith didn't deepen because we found the perfect group. It deepened because we stayed long enough for God to work through proximity. Truth that changes how we engage. God didn't accidentally design us to serve and be with one another. From the beginning, Scripture assumes that human flourishing happens in relationship. Paul tells the Galatians to carry one another's burdens, not as a suggestion, but as a defining mark of life in Christ, Galatians 6:2. Jesus goes even further. He doesn't just call us to community. He models a life of service. He washes feet. He gives himself away. He tells his disciples that the greatest among them will be the one who serves, Matthew 20:26-28. There's something deeply human about this. When we serve, something shifts inside us. Stress eases, purpose sharpens, connection deepens, joy sneaks in. Modern psychology calls it a helper's high. Scripture just calls it obedience. We were designed to give, not just receive, to contribute, not just consume. Serving doesn't drain us the way isolation does. It actually restores us. Meaning, service doesn't just help others. It quietly forms the kind of people we are becoming. And that brings me to something I've learned to watch closely in my own life. The enemy isolates. The Lord brings us together. Anytime I notice myself pulling away beyond healthy rest or introverted renewal, I pay attention. Isolation is rarely neutral. It often becomes a breeding ground for anxiety, comparison, and distorted thinking. Sometimes, creating proximity isn't about feeling ready. It's about stepping forward in faith when you don't. Esau Macaulay, a New Testament scholar and theologian, has written that Christian formation happens not primarily through private belief, but through shared practices that bind us together over time. Community isn't an accessory to faith, it's a means of grace. Faith grows where we stop spectating and start participating. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where have anxiety or comfort been quietly shaping my level of engagement? What might God want to form in me through serving others? Where do I sense an invitation to step toward proximity instead of isolation? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, help me resist the pull toward isolation. Give me courage to show up, serve, and stay present. Use community to shape me in ways I can't grow alone. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week. Day 2, Romans 12:9-13. Day 3, Hebrews 10:24-25. Day 4, Philippians 2:3-5. Day 5, John 13:12-15. Day 6, 1 Peter 4:10-11. Day 7, Psalm 133:1. Application for the week, 30 to 45 minutes. This week is about moving from observation to participation. Step 1, commit to a small group life group. If you've found a church you plan to stay at for a while, join a small group. Don't wait until you feel confident or settled. Commit for a season. Let consistency do the heavy lifting. Step 2. Serve somewhere consistently. Choose one place to serve and show up regularly. Kids, hospitality, tech, setup, teardown. Serving creates proximity. Proximity creates connection. Connection creates formation. If anxiety shows up, that doesn't mean stop. It means you're probably stepping into something that matters.